And to commemorate this anniversary, the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra wanted a new musical composition. Composer and conductor Rob Capello was commissioned to write a work that would represent the great land purchase. He's been performing it with the orchestra throughout the state.
Capello calls the work O3, with the subtitle, This New Immense Unbounded World. That's a line he came across early in his research for the composition.
At the time, I thought that the Louisiana Purchase was a radiantly optimistic event for America, and it sounded like a wonderful kind of line to set to music. So without looking any further, I just thought I would take that line, this new immense unbounded world. Then when I decided later that that was going to be the subtitle, I found that actually this line, to my embarrassment, came from the congressional debate, but it was actually part of a diatribe against the Louisiana Purchase. And the actual context was the last thing we need to do is buy this new immense unbounded world with dollars we have so few of for land that we already have too much of. But I always felt that somehow, if you're going to write a phrase as radiantly poetic as this new immense unbounded world, you deserve to be misinterpreted 200 years later. The heart of this project was actually going around the state of Louisiana, and before I wrote a note, talking with people and asking them, if you had to turn the Louisiana Purchase into music, what would you do? That whole initial phase was a conversation with the state of Louisiana over what it meant to turn the Louisiana Purchase into music. I came across this wonderful, timeless American Indian proverb, as you go the way of life, you will see a great chasm. Jump. It is not as wide as you think. Jefferson himself, deeply aware that the purchase was illegal, still sensed its rightness for the country and had to leap. In the end, that's what it came to mean to me, the whole project, that we will all come to these chasms in our life, these moments where we're not sure what comes next, and at those moments, you have to leap. And though a glorious event for much of America, it was an extinguishing of a way of life for many other Americans. So that second movement, Lost Voices, actually includes West African music, Native American music, Choctaw Indian music, as well as also Creole music that was vibrant and alive at the time as well, all mixed in with my own 2003 musical vocabulary. I wrote this piece with a librettist from New Orleans named Dalt Wonk. And we knew the Mississippi River, in a way, was at the heart of the Louisiana Purchase, but we just couldn't come up with anything. It was Google.com that actually came up with the absolutely exquisite poem by Lucille Clifton called The Mississippi River Empties into the Gulf. The particular line that I love was, "This river, in which the past is always flowing, every water is the same water coming round." Part of the funding for the project was that we go to places that orchestras never go. So though we did this in several big cities like Baton Rouge and New Orleans, we also went to tiny towns like Natchitoches, Ruston, Lake Charles, Crowley, Thibodaux. And not only did we go there, but one of the truly risky things, which turned out to be so spectacular, was that the symphony chorus was unable to go with us on tour to the far-flung places. So we had an agreement to perform it in each place with a local choir. And they turned out to be not only spectacularly prepared, but it turned out that this piece mattered to them. What I'm interested in is connecting. I'm interested in taking this thing, classical music that people often think of as separate from them or far away from them, and making them realize that it can be incredibly immediate and alive for them. If I've succeeded, I hopefully will have found something that surely transcends that moment of 1803 and surely transcends this moment of 2003 that celebrates that moment and speaks to something larger.
Composer Rob Capello, his composition is called O3, This New Immense Unbounded World.